Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, I'll be playing music from a recent anthology that features renowned jazz pianist Oscar Peterson as a singer, and recordings from Frank Sinatra, Melody Gardot, Helen Forrest, and Tony Bennett, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, coming up next on Afterglow.
In love, it will have to do until the real thing comes along. I'd gladly move the earth for you to prove my love, dear, and its worth for you. That is in love, it will have to do until the real thing comes along. With all the words, dear, at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more can I say? I'd sigh for you, I'd cry for you, I'd tear the stars down from the sky for you. That isn't love, it will have to do until the real thing comes along.
pianist Oscar Peterson performing Lovely to Look At with Barney Kessel on guitar and Ray Brown on bass. Before that, the same group with Peterson singing as well on Until the Real Thing Comes Along. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and I'll be featuring music from an early 1950s Oscar Peterson album later on which the jazz giant of the piano actually sings, and talking about why he didn't do it more often. It wasn't because he was a bad singer. There was another issue. Also, some music later on from Frank Sinatra, interpreting a songwriter you might not ordinarily associate with the chairman of the board, as well as Tony Bennett and trumpeter Howard McGhee. Music from Helen Forrest and Artie Shaw in this next set. Mosaic Records recently put out a collection of Artie Shaw, but they left off the Helen Forrest sides, evidently because including them would have made the set too large and too expensive. It's unfortunate, as Forrest was, by most accounts, the best singer Shaw ever recorded with on a regular basis. There are a couple of Jasmine CDs that gather all of her studio sides with Artie Shaw, and I'll be featuring those on an upcoming Afterglow. Also, some recent music from singer-songwriter Melody Gardot, but first, here's Mark Murphy spinning some old black magic on Afterglow.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts his ride, and down I go. Around and around and around I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm a flame. Such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I've waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin. Love in the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. Let it
was I to know that this was always only just a little game to you? All the time I thought you gave your heart, I thought that I would do the same for you. Tell the truth, I think I should have seen it coming from a mile away. When the words you say are, baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall in love. If I gave a thought to fascination, I would know it wasn't right to care. Logic doesn't seem to mind that I am fascinated by a love affair. Still, my heart would benefit from a little tenderness from time to time. But never mind, 'cause baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall in love. Maybe I should hold on just a moment and be sure it's not for vanity. Look me in the eye and tell me love is never based upon insanity. Hear the way my heart is beating, hurry up, the moment's fleeting. Kiss me now, don't ask me how, 'cause maybe I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall. Baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall. And I would never tell if you became a fool and fell in
love. Melody Gardot from her recent CD, My One and Only Thrill, doing a song she wrote called Baby I'm a Fool. Before that, Helen Forrest singing with Artie Shaw's big band on Comes Love from the CD Sweet and Simple. And we started off with Mark Murphy doing That Old Black Magic from his 2000 CD Some Time Ago. Music now from the album I'm featuring on this edition of Afterglow. It's called Romance, the vocal styling of Oscar Peterson, and it's available again as part of a box set put out by Mosaic Records that's devoted to Peterson's early 1950s trio recordings. Peterson, who died in December 2007, was one of jazz's most popular pianists, and he made hundreds of records in that instrumental capacity. But on a couple of occasions, he did albums on which he sang as well. He made the first such album in 1953 at the behest of his manager and promoter Norman Granz, who also owned the label for which Peterson recorded. Peterson had recently been backing Ella Fitzgerald, and though he'd sometimes sung This Is a Lovely Way to Spend an Evening with his trio, he wasn't too keen on the idea of doing a vocal album. The biggest problem with Oscar Peterson's singing was simply that he sounded very much like a vocal icon of American popular song, a man who'd first gained fame as a pianist himself, Nat King Cole. Peterson's singing sides came out in the early 1950s at a time when Cole was moving away from playing piano and continuing to find widespread commercial success with his popular vocal recordings. Peterson later told a story about Cole coming to hear Peterson perform one night when the pianist was doing some vocal numbers and telling him afterwards, "I'll make a deal with you. I won't play the piano if you don't sing." Here's Oscar Peterson playing piano and singing I'm Glad There Is You on Afterglow.
In this world of ordinary people, extraordinary people. I'm glad there is you. In this world of overrated pleasures, of underrated treasures, I'm glad there is you. I live to love, I love to live with you beside me. This role so new, I'll muddle through with you to guide me. In this world where many, many play love and hardly any stay in love, I'm glad there is you. More than ever, I'm glad there is you. A country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard an "Oh, beg your pardon." Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream. The music started, and was I the perplexed one? I held my breath and said, "May I have the next one?" In my frightened arms, polka dots and moonbeams sparkled on a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated over the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the words "ever after," and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss the pug-nosed dream. Thank you. in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter. I know the meaning of the words ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss the pug-nosed morning breeze up there, the rattle of the milkman on the stair. Sure, that's music, mighty fine music. The singing of a sparrow in the sky, the perking of the coffee right nearby. There's my favorite melody. You, my angel, phoning me. Hear music, mighty fine music. And anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this song. Anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this pretty music, pretty, pretty music, pretty music.
Pianist Oscar Peterson in a vocal mode on I Hear Music, Polka Dots and Moonbeams, and I'm Glad There Is You from the Mosaic set Complete Clef Mercury Recordings of the Oscar Peterson Trio, 1951 through 1953. Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. I'll have more music from Oscar Peterson, as well as a take on a songwriter you might not expect from Frank Sinatra in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. Thank you. Frank Sinatra had a very long career on record, starting out with Harry James's big band in 1939, then really rising to fame with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra in the early 1940s, before striking out on his own for the rest of his career. Throughout the rest of the 1940s and early 1950s, he was on Columbia, then he moved to Capitol in 1953 for what many consider to be his greatest period, and from the early 1960s on, he was recording for his own label, Reprise. The Columbia, Capitol, and Reprise eras all have their own strengths and charms, but from the end of the 1960s on, the Reprise period gets a little bit rough for some Sinatra fans. He recorded a lot of contemporary material, some of it not very well suited for him. It's pretty hit and miss listening to the 1970s Reprise records, but it's also fun to dig through some of the obscurities from that era and find interesting things to play. Sinatra was covering the music of modern songwriters of the time, like Jimmy Webb and Neil Diamond, and another singer-songwriter who might not exactly come to mind when you're talking Frank Sinatra, John Denver. But actually, Sinatra liked Denver a great deal, and he recorded several of his songs for Reprise in the mid-1970s. They appeared on each other's television specials. If you look around on YouTube or the internet, you can probably find the video of the two of them singing September Song for a 1977 show. And they did a week's worth of back-to-back performances at Lake Tahoe that resulted in more than 500,000 ticket requests. Denver was at the peak of his popularity. Sinatra was in the middle of a period that found him performing frequently, but recording infrequently, putting out no new LPs between the end of 1974 and 1979. Sinatra was recording singles at this time, however, for his Reprise label, and one of the songs he put out was a John Denver song that appeared on Denver's 1976 album Spirit. Here's Frank Sinatra's version of Like a Sad Song on Afterglow.
And everything is beautiful to see. Even when it's raining, the sound of heaven singing is simply joyful music to me. Sometimes I feel like a sad song, like I'm all alone without you. So many different places, a million smiling faces. Oh, life is so incredible to me, especially to be near you, and how it is to touch you. Oh, paradise was made for you and me. Sometimes I feel like a sad song, like I'm all alone without you. I know that life goes on just perfectly, and everything is just the way that it should be. Still, there are times when my heart feels like breaking, and anywhere is where I'd rather be. Oh, and in the nighttime, I know that it's the right time to hold you close and say, I love you so. To have someone to care with, and someone I can share with. And that is why I wanted you to know. Sometimes I feel like a sad song, like I'm all alone without you. Sometimes I feel like a sad song, like I'm all alone without you. Sometimes I feel like a sad song, like I'm all alone without you, without you.
Ha ha ha.
trumpeter Howard McGee doing I Concentrate on You from his 1961 Bethlehem album Dusty Blue, with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Walter Bolden on drums, and Ron Carter on bass. Before that, Frank Sinatra doing John Denver's Like a Sad Song, released in 1976 as a single and taken from the Complete Reprise studio recordings. Earlier in the program, I played some music from a rather obscure Oscar Peterson album, and I've got another set of songs from it on the way. It features the legendary pianist singing. It was done in 1953 at the behest of Peterson's manager and the owner of his record label, Norman Granz. Peterson was a decent singer, and the record he made of Polka Dots and Moonbeams got good airplay. But Peterson was disinclined to pursue this avenue because he tended to sound very much like a man he greatly admired, Nat King Cole. I'm not really ashamed of it, he said of the album years later. I just don't think it's my bag, let's put it that way. Peterson would go on to record another vocal album in 1966 titled With Respect to Nat, a tribute to Nat King Cole, who had passed away the year before. From 1953, here's Peterson playing piano and singing Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen's One for My Baby and One More for the Road on Afterglow.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lot, but you've got to be true to your code. Get one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm sort of a poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer. Hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I can't give you anything but love, baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd love to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell. Baby, till the very day, you know darn well. Baby, I can't give you anything but love. To see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell. My baby, till the very day, you know darn well. Baby, I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but love. Rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, QP dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the look we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. Thank you. hitchhiking hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer I'll remember all winter long. I'll remember all winter long.
Oscar Peterson playing piano and singing on The Things We Did Last Summer with Ray Brown on bass and Barney Kessel on guitar from Romance, the vocal styling of Oscar Peterson, and newly available as a part of the Mosaic record set, Complete Clef Mercury Recordings of the Oscar Peterson Trio 1951 through 1953. From that same set, we also heard the group doing I Can't Give You Anything But Love and One For My Baby. I'll close out Afterglow with something from Tony Bennett, his recording of Duke Ellington's standard Mood Indigo. Ellington and his clarinetist Barney Bigard wrote it in 1930 for a radio broadcast, and they originally called it a Dreamy Blues. Ellington said it was the first song he ever wrote for a radio broadcast, and it got such a good response that he had lyrics put to it, credited to his manager Irving Mills, who often appended his name to Ellington compositions. But Mitchell Parrish, the man who wrote the words for Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust, later claimed that he was the actual author of Mood Indigo's lyrics. Here's Tony Bennett with Mood Indigo on Afterglow.
There's nobody cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die. Thank you. always get that mood in the go. Since my baby said goodbye, in the evening when the lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry. 'Cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
I closed with Tony Bennett performing Mood Indigo from the collection 50 Years, The Artistry of Tony Bennett. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Kevin Evans, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.